Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome back to Money FM 89.3, and today we continue to track the impact of Russia's attack on Ukraine on global market sentiment, inflationary expectations, and overall stability. And some may view European markets to be a bit more vulnerable to the ongoing invasion of Ukraine due to their geographical proximity and dependency on Russian energy supplies. Today on Money FM 89.3, we are pleased to be joined by Mr. Vincent Mortier, who is the Group Chief Investment Officer for Amundi. He joins us all the way from France to talk about how this is shaping their outlook for markets in Europe and across the world. Mr. Mortier, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these very uncertain times. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much.
Recently, Amundi said the markets have remained fairly resilient and that they're not advocating for a risk-off move despite Russia's attack on Ukraine. But as we've seen, what a difference 7 days can really make with the situation seeming to have escalated. Has any of the recent events regarding Russia and Ukraine perhaps altered Amundi's outlook?
Yeah, indeed. As you mentioned, we were cautiously optimistic, let's say, entering into the crisis. Time is playing against everybody. So markets are more nervous as time is passing by. But also, time is playing a lot against Putin, given the cost of the war and the consequences of the sanctions, and on oligarchs, on the population, on the currency, on the inflationary pressure locally. So the longer the crisis is lasting, the bigger the short-term impact will be. And in our mind, we need to distinguish between short-term impacts and long-term impacts. So short-term impact is huge, as you have seen, on oil notably, on Europe. Now, we need also to take a step back and to assess long-term consequences, if any, and impact on global growth and on inflationary pressures around the globe. So we are at this point now, so being more cautious overall, but as well distinguishing between the various time horizons, actually.
And rightfully so, that these sanctions are starting to weigh on President Vladimir Putin of Russia and the Russian economy, but this might come at a cost, and we see it with regards to Brent crude. From $120 a barrel just last Friday, we saw it hit $130 a barrel on talk of possible a ban on oil imports from Russia. This might have implications, though, for both inflation and monetary policy action. And from Amundi's point of view, what's at stake for markets and the global economic stability if crude continues to ratchet up? Something that could go as high as 185 to 200 even in a worst-case scenario, for instance.
So you're right to mention crude, but I mean, all the commodity space is under fire, if I may say. I mean, it's, all commodities have risen, and some of them more than oil, actually. Huh? So if you take wheat, for example, it's plus 40%, 40%.
Wow.
That's quite a lot, but base metals as well, gas, of course. So this is very important because if commodities continue to be very expensive, then it will have consequences on global growth and on inflation. To be noted, part of this price action on oil is linked to a speculative pattern. So we should not underestimate this aspect. The commodity market has often been very speculative. And we'll see whether regulators will try to regulate or to compensate the speculative part, as India just did on soft commodity, on food. But nevertheless, at what 20, 130... We are not talking about 200. In my mind, it's the likelihood is very small. And if it happens, it'll just be one point in time, very short term. But even at 120, 130, we will have some impacts for sure on our economies, but also in the US and in Asia, because it's a global market, between 0.5 to 1 point of GDP growth shaved off, and probably between 1 and 2% inflation additional. It's not small, so that's why we need to take it into account, and regulators and central banks in particular will probably act upon it. And that's why the Fed, I'm sure you have seen the Jay Powell, reaffirmed its path to rate hikes. As inflation will continue to bite, we think the Fed in particular will continue to act. They have no other choice, actually, to keep the inflation under control, which is not really the case today.
All right. We're speaking to Mr. Vincent Mottier, the group CIO for Amundi here on Money FM 89.3, talking about Russia's continued attack on Ukraine, its impact on markets. Let me go straight to the ECB then, because you talked about the Fed a while ago, Mr. Mottier, but the ECB is going to make a very important decision this Thursday. It could take on more importance given the recent events. We also saw the euro see a big bout of weakness over the last couple of weeks. And, what is Amundi perhaps watching out for when President Lagarde holds court in the next couple of days?
Yeah, we given the context, we strongly believe that ECB and Christine Lagarde will be what we say on the benign neglect side of the equation. So meaning she will not announce any change in policy for the time being, because Europe cannot afford, to be clear, to have a change of policy. We may have later in the year a hike of the short-term rate, but we don't believe that ECB will start to reduce its balance sheet in order to keep long-term rates at low levels. There are so much needs for investment and for refinancing of debt in Europe that Europe cannot afford to have a higher rate, and therefore ECB will continue to intervene in the market to keep rates, long-term rates, low, even though short-term rates can probably increase a little bit in order to fight against inflation. So we'll have probably higher short-term rates later in the year, but still low long-term rates, and therefore a yield curve which will flatten in Europe.
Some do see that Europe might be one of the most vulnerable regions to Russia's attack, not just because of how close you guys are to both Russia and Ukraine, but also because of the significant amount of energy sourced by the region. We saw these risks posed by the natural gas shortages that hit Europe just a couple of months ago in the winter. Now, Mr. Mottier, some believe that Europe can decouple from Russian energy by next winter, but is that realistic for the broader economy?
Yes, so indeed, Europe, as often in the history, has learned a hard lesson through this crisis. But its dependency, key topics at least, its security and its energy supply. And so there will be massive investment plans that will be put on the table to strengthen the defense and the security agenda in Europe, and also to invest into renewable energies, nuclear energy in France. So it's part of the agenda of Emmanuel Macron. And we'll have probably a more integrated Europe. So more Europe than less, which medium-long term is good news. Short-term, you are right, we are in Europe very close to the conflict. European corporates are very involved in Russia. Most big European corporates have local presence there. So there is a risk of nationalization, for example. But this risk now, when you look at the action on the European stocks, you know, as you have seen, European stocks have been hammered in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we are at a point where, in my mind, this risk is priced in the market. And in parallel, there are some good developments in Europe. I mean, the reopening of the economy is now fully done. COVID is behind us. We can really say this. And all these investments which will be put on notably energy will have a positive effect on the GDP. So we should not look at the glass only half empty. There is also a glass half full that we need to look at. It's a question of sequence and timing. So short-term pressure on Europe for sure, medium-long-term, all this should be a positive catalyst for Europe.
You've highlighted the links between Europe and Russia and Ukraine. Which sectors, apart from oil and gas, might be most vulnerable to a prolonged conflict should things continue to drag out?
I mean, there are three quarters of the large caps in Europe have operations in Russia. So, I mean, virtually all sectors are concerned. Some more than others, some banks, some automakers, naturally, some even some energy companies. Some have huge operations in Russia. There will be, of course, an impact on tourism, on airlines. The Russians were also visitors of Europe, of France in particular. So they were bringing quite some revenues. So impacts will be spread virtually all the sectors. So some companies, specifically vulnerabilities which are higher, but it's fair to say that the impact will be felt across the board. I don't believe we can say that any European companies is totally immune from this Ukraine-Russia situation.
Just very quickly, Mr. Mortier, Russian stocks and bonds have been also really hammered by the mounting sanctions, but some in the markets have begun picking up corporate bonds and distressed debt because of the huge declines, perhaps hoping that they're buying the dip. I wanted to get Amundi's point of view of this. Is this something that Amundi is considering, or is it still too, what some would say, uninvestable to go into Russia at, yes, the time, at this time?
For us, it is clearly Russia is not investable. So our portfolio managers are forbidden to buy any Russian assets. So that's mm-hmm. clear. Given the level of sanctions which is imposed on the country, and as long as these sanctions are in place, we will put Russia as a non-investable country. So of course, when there will be a resolution of the crisis, and depending how it evolves, we can change our view. But short term, for the time being, it is forbidden for our portfolio managers to invest into Russia.
Vincent Mortier, Group CIO for Amundi, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 and sharing your firm's outlook on how Russia's attack on Ukraine is shaping investment sentiments out in Europe and how it's affecting your outlook as well globally. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times, and we look forward next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, do stay safe out there, sir.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.